Hello and welcome to Crafty Hands Club podcast. I am your host, Carice Jefferson. This podcast talks candidly about all things jewelry making, including tips, techniques, trends, the latest industry news, traditions, self-care, and more. If you're listening for the first time, please subscribe to receive latest episode alerts. Crafty Hands Club can also be found on various social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. Feel free to like, follow, or subscribe at any time. This is the 12th episode of season 2, and before getting started into today's podcast episode, I want to say season's greetings, happy holidays to you, and I really love this time of the year, and not in terms of anything materialistic or anything like that, but the holiday season in general, and, you know, everyone experiences different, but based on what I've experienced over the years that I've been on Earth, it's that people tend to be in cheerful moods. And also during the holiday season, this is a time to reflect on how things have been throughout the year. This is a time to kind of assess and reset in the terms, because you're getting ready for the new year as well. So you think about what are some things that you wanted to do, didn't get a chance to do, or what is something that's been on your bucket list that you can do before year end. And then it's also a time to think about what are your goals and your plans for the upcoming year. Also, during the holiday season, this is a time where we remember those who are no longer here. And sometimes that can be really a tough time, especially if we lost a loved one recently. So for those that are listening and that have lost a loved one within the last few months or, you know, this year, I want to give my condolences and my prayers are with you all during this time. And then also during the holiday season, people tend to be in giving moods. You know, in a couple episodes back, I talked about how nonprofits really get heavy donations during the fourth quarter, because aside from tax write-off, but people tend to donate during the fourth quarter because the holiday season, people are definitely in a more giving mood. And donations could be monetary and they could be in kind as well. And then there's gift exchanging, whether it's within the workplace or within community, within family. There's parties, you know, you dress up and you go to holiday parties, and it's also kind of like the time to let your hair down a little bit with your co-workers. I wouldn't recommend that too much, but it's typically done. And then there's gatherings too. So the holiday season brings out the joyful spirit in people, and it fosters some types of creativity. So with that being said, this brings me to bring up the topic of today's episode, which is holiday-themed jewelry ideas, whether it's for yourself or you could gift it to someone else, or it can be a in-kind contribution to others or a organization. So holiday themes can range from traditional, where the traditional colors of Christmas is used. And it can go from there to contemporary, because not everyone likes the red and white or the red, green, and white colors and jewelry making ideas. So here are a few theme ideas that you can incorporate in your jewelry making. Now, it doesn't have to be anything big and extravagant. If that's your personality, then big and bold is fine. But it can be something simple, such as getting beads of a certain color and creating a pattern to give it that look. Or you can use plain colored beads, and you can have a focal bead or a pendant that has something to represent the thing that you're trying to go for in your jewelry making. It can also be a combination of different things to give your jewelry that look as well. So here's some theme ideas. So the first one, traditional, you can do the candy cane color, the red and white, or you can do the red, green, and white. You could do red, green, and gold. You can, just do the traditional colors in your jewelry with beads. And then if you have charms, you can add those on to your bracelet, or you can add them on to earrings. If you have a pendant, that can be added to your necklace design. Then there's the winter wonderland. That's where you have your pretty blue, your white, your silver, or you can use clear in the place of white. And the shades of blue is typically a lighter blue, but I have seen winter wonderland looks with darker blue as well. So it doesn't matter, like, the shade of hues, if that's the thing that you're going for. The beauty of jewelry making is that it's customized to your particular taste, your like, and your personality. So if you want to try the winter wonderland look with different shades, go ahead. Some people do silver, some people use gray instead of silver. Again, it's whatever your preference is. And then if you are looking to have something a little glitzy, a little glamour, go for the Roaring Twenties look. You can bring out the blacks, the gold, the silver, play with some accent pieces, play with some accent colors. Since this is a vintage theme, I would say try some vintage beads, and those can be gotten anywhere. You may have old pieces of jewelry, or your mom or your grandma's jewelry that's still in the jewelry box that haven't been touched in decades. Well, how about dust that box off, go through, see what's in there. Of course, ask, because you don't want to just go in there and get people's stuff without asking. Put that disclaimer out there, but go in there and ask and see what you can come up with. It doesn't have to be sparkling beads. If you are more into the pearls, go for that. So that's an idea for the Roaring Twenties. If you are a fan of the Nutcracker, now the Nutcracker has many different colors, right? So those possibilities are almost endless, because you can go in a lot of variations of Nutcracker themed jewelry. And what's actually really cool too is that you could play with those colors. You could add on different bead caps or different spacer beads in between to kind of give it that look. And then you can add different pieces to reflect a nutcracker. If you like to indulge in sweet treats around the holiday season, your chocolates, hard candy, cupcakes and cookies and all of that stuff, right? How about make a Candyland theme jewelry? There you can use the lighter colors, the pinks, the sea greens, the lighter blues, lighter purples, and your charms can be candy pieces, candy wrappers, candy canes, whatever it is that you desire. That would actually be nice, like as a stretch bracelet design. And then if you really want to show your sweet tooth pride, you could do some earrings with like a really cute bead and a cute charm to add on. And then to continue on with that, also one of the traditions in the holiday season is that people make gingerbread houses, right? So instead of making gingerbread houses, how about make jewelry that has like a gingerbread thing? You can use the base color beads, brown or cocoa color, and then put in the different colors that you see on a gingerbread house. To even take it a step further with the gingerbread, you can go beyond the beads. If you like to work with clay, you can create that look for a pendant, or you can make beads using colors that are typically on a gingerbread house. And then, last but not least, there's outside the box. So, not everyone wants to go with the winter wonderland, or not everyone's into the gingerbread, not everyone is into candy, not everyone is into traditional. Then this is the time to be outside the box, and that's fine. And outside the box could be use a different bead that you usually use, try a different style that you have never tried before in jewelry making, or it can be mixing jewelry mediums as well to do, working with some materials that you haven't worked with before. So in terms of outside the box, that can be many things, and whichever style that you choose for holiday theme jewelry, whether it's for yourself or for someone else, the purpose is to enjoy it, and the purpose is to learn, grow your skills, and expand on your styles. So if you are doing something for the holiday season in terms of making holiday themed jewelry, you can follow Crafty Hands Club on Instagram, and the handle is at Crafty Hands Club, and post your photo and tag us in that photo so that way I can see what it is that you are doing. And we will also feature you on the Crafty Hands Club website. And of course, we will get your permission to do so. And we will share that with the Crafty Hands Club community. To learn more about Crafty Hands Club, please visit our website, www.craftyhandsclub.com. Thank you for listening to the Crafty Hands Club podcast. Come back and join us next week.